This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. We're the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us in about 20-plus minutes or so is Doug Williams, Super Bowl-winning quarterback of the Washington football team. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Ian Harditz, NFL and fantasy football analyst for Pro Football Focus. He's also the official president of the Cordarrelle Patterson Fan Club. What's up, Ian? Good morning. Nice. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, guys. Cordarrelle Patterson, only player in the NFL with four rushes of over 10 yards at the moment. So how about that? Falcons RB2, gotta love it.
Oh, hey, I was just telling Cakes, I was LOLing. I think you retweeted it. You didn't tweet it, but it was a PFF tweet, which I hate laughing at anything that's on the internet. Internet humor.
It's okay. Sometimes the internet humor's funny.
But the Derek Carr to Darren Waller tweet where you've got the shortstop throwing a missile that hits the umpire instead of the first baseman, it did make me LOL. And what I'd say is, at least early in that game, like Derek Carr, you look at the numbers, amazing numbers, right? But early in the game, he was wildly inaccurate.
Oh, it was ridiculous, man. I'm sure, as you know, one person that personally has been very invested in Darren Waller throughout the offseason, nothing was more annoying than seeing him get all the targets we could ever dream of, but unfortunately only catch seemingly like two of them, particularly in that first half. By halftime, Darren Waller already had 12 targets. That was already tied for the fifth highest mark of week one. Obviously went on to shatter that, but yeah, that was a pretty funny meme. Hope that umpire was okay there, because he right. Sure took that one off the side of the head.
Ian, I can't tell you how crestfallen I am that I missed on the top tier of tight ends, especially watching Darren Waller get targeted 19 times. I mean, if you don't have Kelce, Waller, or maybe like a Hockenson this year, you're just kind of clutching at straws at the tight end spot, like I am.
Yeah. That was always kind of the plan throughout the offseason, man. I wanted to try to come away with one of Kelce, Kittle, or Waller in those top three rounds. I will say, though, kind of the one fallback we end up being able to figure out, particularly throughout the preseason when it became evident he was still going to have an every-down role, is Logan Thomas. So we'll see how, you know, things work out without Ryan Fitzpatrick. But at a minimum, I hope people were able to get Logan, you know, towards that 7-8 round area, because after that, it just gets rough. I know Gerald Everett's been a pretty popular late-round option. He did find his way to the end zone. But more and more teams, you know, same thing at the running back position, they just use multiple players at tight end. Perfectly fine real-life strategy. But in fantasy land, if a team has more than one tight end, usually in real life, I should say, usually have zero fantasy-relevant tight ends.
So Heineke's going to slide in for Fitz, which sucks, because we were looking forward to seeing Fitz just target Terry McLaurin endlessly. You know, as his top target. How does Heineke being in there affect guys like Logan Thomas, guys like Terry McLaurin? What are their fantasy fortunes looking like now with Heineke under center?
Yeah, you know, we'll just need to see if that guy that we saw last year against Tampa Bay in the playoffs can show up, you know, more weeks not here moving forward. Was, you know, a little bit underwhelmed by Heineke coming in relief of Fitz, but that's a tough situation for a guy not to, you know, be ready to start. So, he got bailed out in that bomb by Terry McLaurin. Absolutely ridiculous catch there. Managed to find the end zone to Logan. So, I guess, you know, the best thing we can hope for Heineke is just to exist enough between getting the snap and just getting the ball to those playmakers. It's unfortunate Curtis Samuel is not going to be out there. But between McLaurin, Logan Thomas, and Antonio Gibson, who's been getting more and more involved in the passing game, I think there are enough weapons for this offense to be, you know, maybe not the top 10, top 12 unit that we were hoping for with, you know, best case Fitzmagic season. But either way, I still think they should be competent enough on the offensive side of the ball to be competitive more weeks than not.
Getting back to the tight ends, Atlanta was just abysmal offensively. And, you know, they targeted Kyle Pitts 8 times, only got it to him 4 times. They targeted Ridley 8 times, only got it to him 5. I mean, Matt Ryan just didn't look good.
Well, he was under siege.
He was under siege.
I think he was pressured. I saw on PFF 54% of his dropbacks.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't do anything. So I'm just wondering going forward, because I drafted Pitts pretty high in one of my leagues. I drafted Ridley in the second round in another league. So I've got both those guys. I need them to put up numbers. I got Mike Davis too. But what's your expectation for this offense going forward?
I think we'll be just fine in terms of Pitts and Ridley. If we saw one thing from this Falcons team, it's that I don't think they're going to be all that competitive in a lot of games they're going to be playing this year. And with that in mind, a lot of, you know, negative game script, comeback mode type situations where the volume should win out, even though unfortunately we had to deal with the week one dud from both guys. So, you know, with Matt Ryan, this is, I believe, his 14th season as a starter. And I remember doing a study during the offseason of, you know, what quarterbacks are really impacted by losing their wide receiver one. That was a big storyline with Baker Mayfield and OBJ and all that. And the big takeaway I found was just how horrific Matt Ryan has been at times without Julio Jones over the years. You know, makes sense to take away one of the best receivers we've seen in the past decade. The quarterback's going to be quite a bit worse. So overall on the Falcons offense, I wouldn't be all that optimistic. But again, I do think volume should win out for the top two targets. I'm just happy they did use Kyle Pitts as a number two pass game option. And you know, it's hard to assume rational coaching sometimes. You take the guy with the fourth overall pick. I think, you know, we should have expected him to get that role, but to actually see it come to fruition in week one was great. He actually lined up in the slot or out wide on 80% of his routes run. So they're more or less replacing Julio Jones with Kyle Pitts. He's a tight end in positional designation only. And I am just still confused, guys, why Kyle Pitts' agent hasn't tried to make that point already. Because we see wide receivers make so much more money than tight ends. Like, just call yourself a wide receiver. Jimmy Graham was trying to do this about 8 years ago and had to go to arbitration over the thing. It's, you know, ridiculous in the NFL that just a simple thing like your positional designation can literally make, you know, tens of millions of dollars of difference. But it's the world we live in. And, you know, I wish Kyle Pitts would go get that bank and call himself a wide receiver sooner rather than later.
Talking to Ian Harditz, NFL and fantasy football analyst for Pro Football Focus. Let's turn to the rookie quarterbacks. I saw that PFF looked at Mac Jones and said he only had one turnover worthy play. All three guys lost, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. What did you see from each of those guys?
Yeah, with Mac, he's now had 99 combined dropbacks in the preseason and regular season. The first one in the Dolphins game, he got sacked and fumbled, which wasn't good. But yeah, that's his only turnover-worthy play so far in all those dropbacks. It's just rare to see that level of, you know, discipline from a rookie this early on. Also credit to him. He had a beautiful, one of the best throws I saw all week. Just dropped it right in a bucket to James White on a wheel route. So all the, you know, tests that we could, you know, throw Mac Jones's way, I feel like he's passed at this point. In fantasy land, it's still tough to get behind the guy. He just, you know, doesn't really take off and run at all. Clearly the Patriots, you know, are fine with that. You know, with Brady, that's never been a part of their offense, you know, for pretty much the past two decades, aside from the brief Cam era. So I don't think Mac is going to be, you know, really fantasy relevant at all this year, but things, you know, for the future certainly looking good at the moment. With Zach Wilson, I just wonder if they can keep this dude upright. And it is tough to tell sometimes to discern the difference between the offensive line and quarterback being at fault for pressure. But you mentioned that Atlanta Falcons, like 54% pressure rate before. Number two in terms of just letting the defense get after the quarterback is the New York Jets at this point. So luckily, you know, their stud left tackle, Becky, isn't expected to miss the entire season. I know that was going to be look like an issue at first when the injury happened. But at least with Wilson, we're seeing some of that playmaking ability and that howitzer he's got for a right arm. So hoping for more big things to come from there. And with Trevor Lawrence, it's just like, can Urban Meyer get out of this dude's way? Some of the funky things they're doing out there under center with five wide receivers. Like, you just wonder what exactly is this offensive goal sometimes. We got Carlos Hyde getting as many touches as James Robinson. With that said, you know, some of the throws, the touchdown to DJ Chark down the sideline, some of the big plays to Marvin Jones, you see the sort of arm talent that made Trevor Lawrence the first overall pick in the first place. So, you know, overall, I thought it was more good than bad for all three guys. We need Lawrence to show a little bit on those bad decision interceptions. I'm just excited to see Justin Fields and Trey Lance out here, guys, because in fantasy land, the two main cheat codes that we can kind of get are receiving running backs and rushing quarterbacks, these players that have two separate means to getting production, and Fields and Lance should have that in spades compared to these other guys. So I see enough of Dalton already. I think in credit to Jimmy G for going for 300 plus and, you know, eking out that win over the Lions. Come on, guys, let's see the future.
So Ian, Kyle Shanahan was public enemy number one for fantasy football managers about an hour before game time because Sermon gets deactivated. People thought he was going to have a big role. And then Brandon Ayuk gets a donut because he's coming back from a hamstring injury and Sherfield played ahead of him. Talk about what's going on there with Shanahan and the fallout for fantasy players.
It's so frustrating, man. Like, if there had been inkling of news about this over the past 3 months, that would have been nice. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I'm not so sure I can buy the Ayuk injury storyline. If his hamstring was hurt and they were concerned about his reps, one, why was he active to begin with? And two, what are you doing putting him out there on the punt return team? Like, this did seem like a legitimate split between him and Sherfield. And as we saw, Deebo Samuel wound up being the undisputed number one pass game target. So don't freak out, fantasy football managers. Like, don't cut Ayuk or Sermon or anything yet, but we can't start them until we see this usage turn back around. With Sermon, I guess my biggest question is, what was the plan in this backfield before Raheem Mostert got hurt? Because he only got two carries in the game, and after that, it was the Elijah Mitchell show. Jamichael Hasty wasn't used at all, right, and it was purely Elijah Mitchell. So I guess my question is, like, if Mostert hadn't gotten hurt, was it going to be the Mostert show, or are we going to see more of a 1A, 1B opportunity between Mostert and Mitchell? Because moving forward, we're going to expect Sermon to be active in week two and beyond. So it won't be the Mitchell workhorse role, or we see more of a committee. I lean a little bit more towards the latter. But with that said, if you can go get Elijah Mitchell on the waiver wire, absolutely do so. You know, we're playing Shanahan running back roulette again. It's kind of been this way a lot of years over the past couple of decades between Kyle and Mike. But with that said, if we can nail the guy who it is, as we saw with Mitchell going over to 100 yards, it is an awfully fantasy-friendly role.
Who would you play in a flex? Cortland Sutton, Jamar Chase, or Mike Williams?
I would say Jamar Chase. Obviously, Sutton's target share is going up with Jerry Jeudy, unfortunately, being out 4 to 6 weeks. Just happy it wasn't longer, guys. That Jeudy injury looked so bad when it happened. But, yeah, with Chase, look, at the end of the day, like, the drops – when we see players dropping the ball, more than anything, it's an indicator that these guys are getting open. It's why we didn't fade Deontay Johnson, DK Metcalf, and Tyreek Hill. Like, those are your top three leaders in overall drops over the past 2 years. So as much as, you know, it's easy to make the clips, and I know the preseason didn't look good and we had the training camp reports and this and that, but at the end of the day, this dude went for, what, 1,700 yards and 20 touchdowns as a 19-year-old at LSU. Like, it was only a matter of time until he was able to ball out. So moving forward, Jamar Chase, I believe, should be in, you know, the majority of fantasy football lineups. He's going to be a top 25 receiver more weeks than not here moving forward.
Hey, Ian, we have about a minute left. Can you soothe the fears of all the Najee Harris managers after week one? Now, the numbers weren't what you wanted, but the role was. The volume was there. He got all the touches in that Steelers backfield, and they get the Raiders on a short week. So week two should look better.
100% snap rate, 100% of the backfield's touches. That's higher than McCaffrey level, people. So, yeah, it was tough this week. It wasn't all on Najee, though. I mean, he had 45 rushing yards. 31 of them came after contact. So you just got to remember, like, there's only so – we see these one-off examples. Saquon Barkley this last week couldn't get anything going. But just relax and trust the volume. It wasn't like when James Robinson was putting up top 10 numbers last year that he was just in this glorious situation that, you know, he was able to efficiently rack up yards. Najee's not in the best situation, but the volume – well went out. It did for Joe Mixon in the same, you know, week, and that's what we got to trust. So, Najee Harris owners, relax. This guy is going to be a top 10 running back more weeks than not this year.
Ian, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to having you on again. It's Ian Hartitz, NFL and fantasy football analyst for PFF at iHartitz on your Twitter. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right,
that's
pal.
Ian Harditz. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Doug Williams, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Washington football team. That's coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show, Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll be joined very shortly by Doug Williams. He's actually on the BetQL guest hotline now, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Washington football team. He's now a senior advisor for the team. It's Doug Williams. Doug, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good to talk to you again.
We're doing well, and part of the reason you're on is that a Washington football team legend is going to have a jersey retirement ceremony in week two. Bobby Mitchell, tell us about what's going to happen before the Giants, the festivities that are planned there at FedEx Field for Bobby Mitchell.
Oh, man, it's a great week. You know, number one, you know, I would advise and hope that everybody will come out early to make sure that they're there to witness this. You know, when you look at it, there's a lot of jerseys that are out of order right now. Nobody jersey has been officially retired, and for it to be Bobby Mitchell, which is fitting for this organization when you think about what he had to go through when he first got here and what he meant to this organization culturally, athletically, and just as a human being. You know, Bobby Mitchell epitomized what this is all about. You know, his family going to be there, so it'll be benefiting for everybody to be there to support what's going to happen on Thursday.
Yeah, so not only is his jersey number being retired, but the main concourse of FedEx Field is going to be named in his honor as well, and players are going to be wearing special patches during the games. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's a lot surrounding Bobby Mitchell. And you know, for the younger set that doesn't know much about him or you know never saw him play, this is going to be a good introduction to it.
You know, that's amazing. And they don't, and I understand that, you know. I don't remember him playing, but what I do remember is when I walked in this building back in 1986, you know, I had a chance to walk in here, and there was Charlie Telland and upstairs, and the assistant general manager office was Bobby Mitchell, which is almost unheard of. So every day I went to visit Bobby Mitchell because I knew if anybody had some words of wisdom for what he had been through, it was him. And, you know, I hope these players realize who Bobby Mitchell really was and what he meant to this organization, read up on some history, see some highlights, and take that as a way to come to this organization and make it what it should be.
But to have your whole your name at the whole bowl, man, I think that in itself, Bobby would be smiling down. I know he's smiling down on us, but I can see him now, man, grinning and stuff, knowing that the organization, you know, Dan Snyder and Ms. Tanya Snyder has said, hey, let's do this for Bobby Mitchell and Jason Wright. I mean, you know, it's the right thing to do.
For sure, long overdue, too. So really happy about that. Let's get some of your take on Sunday. Doug, what were you expecting? A lot of us, you know, we've been hyping up this defense, and the defense struggled a little bit, and then we lose our starting quarterback, you know, halfway through. You know, just kind of a gross start to the season, but what did you see?
Well, they did struggle, but, you know, I mean, they still held them to 20 points, and I think what we have to do and hope – I hated that Fitz got hurt that early in the game. You know, I think all of the bets was on Fitz. You know, I felt like we would have come through, and that's the way I see it. You know, we sometimes we had to go for a field goal, and, you know, we need to score some six. And I think everybody would say we need touchdowns to the field goals, but we take field goals too. But at the end of the day, defense didn't get to Herbert. Number one, mm-hmm. their game plan was to get the ball out of his hand as quickly as they possibly can. That's respect for the defensive line. Let me say that.
Right.
And if you can't get there, if it's out of his hand, and his receivers, when you look at that game, just picture in your mind, his receivers made some great back shoulder catches. You know, that don't happen every game. You might get one or two, but Mike Williams and Allen – you know, they've been around a long time, and they've been working. And only Herbert, with the arm that he has, can make them throws that he made.
Can you go back to last year's draft for a second? Did you guys look at Justin Herbert? Everybody loves Chase Young. He's an unbelievable talent, one defensive rookie of the year. But did you guys consider Justin Herbert?
You know, I wasn't in there. I don't know, but I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in an organization, you talk about a quarterback. Everybody needs a quarterback. Quarterback is what drives this game today. And Herbert Sherton was a guy I'm sure they discussed. And then you got Chase Young sitting there. You got to weigh your options. And I think for us, you know, Chase Young was the right guy. And, you know, it's easy to go back and say and test yourself and say what you should have, would have done. But we got Chase, and I'm glad we do have Chase. But there's no doubt in my mind that Herbert is going to be a great quarterback in this league.
Mm-hmm. Hey Doug, we had Coach on a little bit ago, and he said he wouldn't change a thing. Did you like the fourth down call there? We decided just go ahead and punt and then get a stop. And, you know, as he points out, and we noticed, you know, I mean, we did have several long third down opportunities there where we could have pinned them, and we just weren't able to get it done. Did you like that choice at the time, that fourth and seven punt?
Well, you know, we all can sit in this chair after it's over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna second guess Coach. You know, if he on the field and he knows what he's doing, he got confidence in his defense, and that's what we went with. You know, 7 yards, a lot of yards to get. You know,
right.
And I'm sure he understands that. But if it had been 1 or 2 yards, I'm sure he would have probably done an opposite than the 7 yards.
What about Thursday night? We just talked about it. It's going to be a big night there at the stadium. And the Giants, who have had success against Washington, especially Daniel Jones. He turns the ball over against everybody else, but not against Washington, apparently. And Barkley, coming off the injury. There's a lot of question marks. They didn't look great on Sunday against Denver. They got blown out. What's your take on this matchup?
Well, I do think, you know, after this past week, you know, team understands what has to happen. We're a lot better team than what we showed this Sunday. And I'm certain that on Thursday night, they're all going to be ready to go because they want to show the fans of this area that we're a better football team than we put out on the field. And that's why I'm hoping that everybody come out to cheer them on, you know, not only for that, but especially for the pregame with Bobby Mitchell and everything like that. But I do think that this team going to rebound and going to put up a good fight this Thursday.
Are you keeping an eye at all on Jamin Davis when you're watching? It's very difficult when you watch on TV, right? They follow the ball. Your eyes follow the ball because you're watching it on TV. I don't know if you know, I assume you're at the game. Are you following David? Are you watching him in practice? Like, what are you seeing from the first-round draft pick?
Well, you know, for me, you know, it's not like I'm watching one individual. I'm watching, you know, it's hard to just focus on one guy when you're up in the stands, up in the press box watching a game. You know, I'm not looking at jamming like you know, I'm looking at the whole picture, see what's going on. You know, when the quarterback got the ball, he goes back, or who's running the ball, who missed the tackle, who's blocking, and who's running around, who's catching, who's open, and stuff like that. You know, I haven't had time to just focus in on any individual.
Gotcha.
All right, Doug, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Doug Williams, Super Bowl-winning quarterback of the Washington football team, now a senior advisor, and he's urging everybody, if you're going to the WFT Giants game, get out there early for the Bobby Mitchell jersey retirement ceremony pregame. Thanks again, Doug.
Hey, thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Mitchell was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1983. I mean, he's a Washington legend.
He was the first black player in Washington team history.
Yep.
When he was traded by Cleveland in 1961.
And so this is, like EB said, it's beyond time for him to get this sort of recognition.
Oh, yeah. Sucks that he can't be there for it.
Yep.
Yeah, they should have done it. Be honest with you, they should have done it a long time ago, but it's fine. They're
you're
doing
right.
it.
You're
so
right.
Thank God they're doing it.
Yep.
It's the right thing to
get
do.
Get out there early, I feel tailgate, and then go watch the ceremony.
I feel like when we had rights to the Redskins, you know, 20 years ago. Right? When we were over in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Bobby sat in with us in studio one time. Honestly.
He may have at some point.
I feel like he did. A good dude.
I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. So if you tell me 20 years ago he
did,
I would
agree.
It's
funny how you just remember sit downs.
I do remember going to the out to FedEx Field because you know we had the rights to the team and there was like a big tailgate and a tent set up. And I just remember just being so white trash and going in and just trying to eat as much food and drink as much beer as possible and probably even sneak beers into the stadium. I think that may have happened on more than one occasion. Just act like you've been there at some point, but we couldn't.
But we hadn't been there.
Yeah, like just act like you
we hadn't.
Just act like you've been to like a hospitality tent at some point.
But we probably hadn't.
Probably hadn't. Didn't know how to act.
Didn't know what to do.
We were like savages.
Would be nice if they had epic tailgates again and got there.
Got to win games, man.
And like we'd be a part of it, smoke cigars, and you know what I mean. Like it'd be nice to be a part of all that.
Go back to the late '90s, early 2000s.
I mean, those were good times. We had good times. We used to do the official believe it or not, the official pregame show. It's almost
from
impossible to believe from the stadium. They'd play it in the stadium.
Yeah.
And we'd get there and smash drinks on the club
during
the show.
Yep.
We had the governor on.
All correct.
We'd be wearing our jerseys.
Yeah.
I mean, how many years did we do that?
I don't know.
Several.
Two or three. I think from the stadium, just a couple. 2-3 years.
Yeah. Like, we were the official pregame show.
Yep.
They
correct.
Pumped us through the speaker. I remember thinking, I mean, I'm walking around 30 years old thinking, this is the coolest thing ever. Playing our, and then we're over there getting, Jason and I were getting smashed.
I remember having Troy Aikman on the show, and I was just slugging vodka.
That was the move back in the day. All right, it's time now for the Nats Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every week by our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Patrick Corbin is in the midst of a forgettable season. Still, the vet left-hander may have found a little something of late. Corbin working 7 strong innings to give the Nats overworked bullpen a bit of a break as they avoided a 3-game sweep by beating the Pirates 6-2 on Sunday. Corbin also won his previous start earlier in the week against the Mets, giving up 3 runs in 7 innings. That's brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the team to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie. That's a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show, Rickies. I have an announcement. If you're a Caps fan, Washington Capitals fan, this is good news for you. You can listen to every Washington Capitals game of the upcoming season right here on 106.7 The Fan. We are the Capitals Radio Network flagship station. We have extended the broadcast partnership with the Washington Capitals, so you can listen to the Capitals right here on 106.7 The Fan every single game, and we will be joined throughout the season, as we were last year, by Coach LaViolette.
Very nice.
He's going to be a semi-regular guest, I would term it.
You don't know when training camp starts?
Oh, I don't. It's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
I do know.
September 22nd. Yes.
They've got a game, a preseason game, on the 26th, so they're in camp for 4 days, and then they're playing.
Yeah, they don't mess around. They get in camp, they play a few preseasons, and then they drop the puck.
They play
generally the first week of October.
October 13th, it looks like.
Ooh, okay, so mid-October.
Playing the Rangers at home.
Very good.
Can't believe it's already here. The NBA season's pretty much here.
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's
right around the corner. Corey Kispert shortly. And the rest of the guys they traded for.
Oh, hold on. Kuzma,
they drafted him.
You're going to be a big Kuzma guy.
Kuzma.
Kuzma's going to be a
Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah. But now we're muddying the waters. Still about the Wizards.
Caps!
The Capitals are going to be here on 106.7 The Fan. So you're going to listen to it right here in FM stereo.
Can I bring up a non sequitur? I saw this yesterday, and then I clicked on the story, and then I clicked on the trailer, and it is pretty amazing. Have you watched the trailer for Cry Macho? Are you aware of it?
I've seen like a 30-second clip.
It's
not the whole trailer.
It's
though.
Clint Eastwood at age 96.
He's 91 years old.
Yeah, all right.
And he's like riding horses in the movie.
He looks 96.
Yeah. I don't it kind of looks badass.
Give me the damn seating
chart.
Oh,
that'll be terrible.
You think it'll be terrible?
You know
what? Wasn't the mule decent?
The mule was pretty good.
I never saw that.
The mule's pretty solid.
I just can't believe he's still acting at 91.
Yeah, so
that's incredible
to me. No plans to quit.
Does he direct this movie too? I still laughed at in that one movie he was directing. He was so impatient for like the crying baby. He said, "F it," and they snuck in the doll.
American Sniper. It's a great movie.
Yeah, he did direct it.
But it's hard to take seriously when Bradley Cooper is soothing a doll that I used to sell when I worked back at Toys R Us, wrapped up in a blanket, made to look like a real baby. It's hard. It's just hard to take.
It was
seriously.
Almost like it was a spoof.
Why? I still don't understand why they did that.
Because he's an old man and he was impatient.
I don't know.
He was like, screw it.
That's a great movie.
So awful.
That's a great movie, but it's sullied by the fact that there's a plastic baby in the move.
It couldn't be more obvious either.
Well, especially because once everybody started talking about it, you were fixated on it when you were watching the movie. You were looking for, when's the scene with the doll?
You can't help yourself.
And then, of course, you see the doll.
You're drawn to it.
Other thing I wanted to bring up, and this is a wacky, but yesterday one of the big stories in the sports world was USC fired their coach. Right?
Clay Helton, yes.
So now they have an interim, and they're going to be looking for a coach. Mm-hmm. And I saw this one story, and I was like, could you imagine, like kind of like we did that, could you imagine if
the
Washington football team brought back on a G3?
I just want to guess. Yeah. It has to do with Urban Meyer.
Yes. Could you imagine if Urban Meyer
leaves Jacksonville after 1 year?
Because he's a great college football coach, right?
Yeah, of course.
If Urban Meyer was at USC, we would all believe he'd succeed, right?
Of course. He would probably.
Right. He'd probably be national championship contender in a couple years.
I would put a maybe on that because that brand has been so damaged over the last like 15 years.
Yeah,
like,
but Urban Meyer.
I don't know if Urban Meyer could turn it around.
Undefeated
at
Utah, Florida, Ohio State. If Urban Meyer went to USC, they'd be a player. Maybe they don't win the national championship, but they would be a player.
Well,
could you imagine if he left Jacksonville after 1 year?
If you hired Urban Meyer at USC, and I know he's one of the names thrown out there, you know he's going to leave in 3 years.
Right.
He's going to leave in 3 years for another job.
Yeah, like
whatever it is.
If he's willing to pull up stakes after one game in Jacksonville.
Case, it wasn't pretty. They lost to the Texans.
I know. It was gross.
The Texans.
But, like, if you're USC, why would you hire a guy who you know is so flighty? Like, there are other good candidates out there.
Get you there. Because he'll get you there.
Messiest cakes. And I know you're tight with Coach Loxley. You've been to his house.
We're simpatico.
Theoretically, let's just say Loxley stepped down because he just retired. He loves his only house so much.
He loves it.
Or wherever he lives. And
Silver Spring, I believe, is the address.
And he decides that he just wants to walk away. Would you be opposed to Maryland hiring Urban Meyer?
Of course not.
No, of course not. But he would never.
I don't think he's going to leave Jacksonville. I think he'll stay there. But his name was brought up.
Speaking of Coach
Loxley, the name that makes sense for USC is Luke Fickell, because their AD Mike Bone hired him because he was at Cincy. So that's the name that kind of makes sense.
Valdez pointed this out during one of the breaks. I've officially caught Terps fever. Not only did I go to the West Virginia game, I just bought tickets to go to the blackout. Yeah. October 1st, Friday night against Iowa. That place is going to be raucous.
Hey, you literally read my mind. I told Drab, I said, you know what's weird is Cakes has a little bit of Terps fever.
I think I have a case of Terps fever.
All in on baby Tua.
Whose daughter goes to the school, too.
Yeah, you know, but he wasn't going to multiple games a year.
It is parents' weekend.
But remember, this one's his favorite, according to you guys. So
if maybe
he only went to one per year for Kurt, he's got to double it up with Juliet.
I went to multiple.
We nailed it.
I haven't tracked that, but that's what Valdez is alleging.
No, hold on. Stop.
He's saying you're going to more games now.
Valdez can vouch. How many tailgates did I show up?
You'll come to a handful.
I went to a decent amount.
If Cakes goes to three or more Terps games this year, he officially loves Juliet the most.
This is preposterous.
Right.
But, I mean, the Terps should be. Now, this. I don't want to jinx the Terps. They should be unbeaten by the time they get to the Iowa matchup. Because
they should beat
Illinois, and then they got Kent State. That should be a cupcake warm-up for the
Hawkeyes
game.
And Iowa will be in the – well, they're five now. They could be four. It could be three.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge game.
Because Iowa won't lose until possibly Maryland.
It's potentially –
that'll be a big one.
A massive game.
Cakes, and that should be a I don't know if that'll be a Fox game.
Now, the only problem I have with it is that the last time I think College Park got all ginned up for a primetime game was when Penn State came to town a couple years ago and just gave them the
business. It happens a lot.
So College Park. So I'm going into it with I'm cringing and I'm kind of bracing myself, but I mean it could be a big
night. But look. I understand that Illinois just got pummeled by UVA.
Yes.
Don't sleep on a road game in the conference.
I said they should.
They should. They're better than Illinois.
Yeah, they are.
They got more speed. They got better quarterback. But don't sleep on going on the road.
I understand.
Beat them first, and don't look ahead for 3 weeks.
Terps offense, too explosive. Guaranteed W.
It should be.
Guaranteeing it.
You got Terps fever,
all I'm saying is take care of business this weekend or Friday night first.
Correct.
Thanks. When Kurt was
best wide outs in the conference.
When Kurt was at Maryland, did you bring him lunch every Monday?
I did not. I don't bring her lunch every Monday. We usually meet for bagels on Friday, just to get things straight.
Okay. Did you do that with Kurt?
I did not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but he's always been.
He's always been good about bringing stuff to his wife, hasn't he?
I've done that.
You know this because you have boys and girls.
Yeah.
Boys are just different than girls.
That's true.
They're just different creatures.
My son couldn't care less.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
you know, he's fine.
I'm glad you didn't say could care less.
No, I speak couldn't care less. Because a lot of people do say could care less.
Yeah.
Correctly.
you do?
Yeah, I speak correctly.
But they're just different. Like, my daughter is different than my son.
Right. So she needs a little more attention.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But, yeah, okay.
I don't know. Jason went down to Blacksburg, and his daughters did everything they could to avoid him.
he went in the middle of a mass. Yeah. I actually saw mass hysteria.
They were obliterated.
That was just not my scene.
Yeah.
Somebody couldn't believe the scene.
It wasn't my scene.
Somebody must have snuck something into their drinks.
Yeah.
Are you going to boycott that then?
So you'll never go back to that street?
It's something just to witness again. I would never hang
out
there.
But you still like going to the football games. You just don't want to go to that street.
Yeah, Center Street. It's just.
Are you going to tailgate with the old parents?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I tailgated in lot one with all the oldies.
Yeah. All the old
hacks. And then my daughter said, "We're going to Center Street. You have to see it, Dad.
Right.
I said, "All right." So they went, and then I went about 20 minutes later, right. And I couldn't believe
you
my eyes.
You saw all the debauchery and craziness.
Debauchery, that's not even the right term.
Did you see your daughters after the game or no?
Yeah, they came over. Yeah, they came
were
over.
Were they tough. Obliterated?
They weren't obliterated. They're not like drunk Mike.
I have the audio.
They're not like him.
Thank you, Donald Bashir.
No, they were coherent, and they came over. We had dinner. We had pizza at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they were tired.
Oh, yeah.
It was a long day.
Right.
It was a long day for everybody. But, yeah, that was a poop show.
Right.
Complete poop show.
Well, I know my son's going out tonight with all his boys because it's his birthday. And they have no practice tomorrow.
It's party night.
No practice, I'm guessing. No classes. Classes are optional.
I mean, you know. He's got a lot of work. He's taking, like, bio and chem. Like, I don't know. Organic. I don't know. I don't know the stuff. It's too much. But he's got a lot of work. But I think tomorrow...
Gets put on the back burner.
Not going to be a lot being done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a lot of rehydrating tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lot of Pedialyte.
Right.
A lot of that.
And Friday, JP offered to, he's going to take me, drop me off in Tyson's. He actually offered to pick me up in the morning because I was thinking about just
feel bad. I mean, an Uber in the morning, that's a bad beat.
The only thing is, and I don't insult JP, but
that seems like it'd be super expensive.
It would be expensive, but I don't really feel comfortable showing up at 5:58.
Why do you have to go to Tyson's?
Because we have to be in North Carolina at a certain time. I just don't have time. I don't have to go. I don't have time to go home and go. It's doubling back.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
How far is it? I think it's like 5.5 hours or something. I mean, it's some nightmare. Everything's 5.5 hours.
You're traveling, man. You travel more than like the Rolling Stones.
Is it close to Supps?
It is. I've talked to Brett. Yeah, we're gonna try to track down.
Nice.
See if we can't meet up.
Yeah. I felt bad. I jinxed Brett over the weekend.
Why'd you do that in the middle of the game?
ECU were leading South Carolina, and I put out a stupid tweet about how crazy Sup Dogs ECU was going to be if the Pirates held on. And of course they didn't. South Carolina comes back to win.
Right.
I'm sure that Brett sold tons of drinks to the drunkards.
That was a horrible beat, too.
It was a rough beat.
They're up 14-0 with the ball
at
midfield, and their quarterback just threw a pick six.
Yep.
And that changed everything.
But you know what? Getting back to Maryland, they only need four more now. I mean, I know we thought they were going to win their first two, but they only need four more. They got to find a way to get four more.
Terps fever spreading over here, Valdez.
Well, I've always.
You see what's happening?
I'm actually a grad of the school.
Sure.
So, I mean,
well, I'm just glomming on.
Just make sure you don't cut yourself on those thorns from the Rose Bowl that they'll be in.
That's right.
Now he's getting out over his skis a little bit.
I'm just trying to find four
more.
You know what?
How about.
Because the schedule gets real after the Kent
game.
That's
true. Any bowl, Valdez. I mean, Rose Bowl, you're grasping. Any bowl.
But I mean, like,
that's the goal.
What has Michigan State done so far in their first 2 weeks?
They're
playing cupcakes?
They suck. They're not good.
Right, so they suck. Right. I mean, I don't care if Indiana's beat
Northwestern
us.
Northwestern sucks. Indiana regression.
Whatever. I don't care about Indiana.
Iowa's the biggest game.
Don't forget Ohio State
the next week, Richie.
Yeah, who cares? Oh, so we lose that one. Big deal.
All right, we got to get out of here.
At Minnesota after that.
Done for the day. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.